voice it thunders. Oaks start twisting. The forest sounds with cedars breaking. The waters see you and start their writhing. From the depths, a song is
everyone. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing time this morning. Sunday school ages from 4 to grade 5, and nurseries from infant to 3 years old. We need more teachers for Sunday school, so if you'd like to sign up, it's at the Welcome Center. We have youth again running this week, Wednesday from 7 to 8:30, and we have different home groups. There's no page to turn. There are different home groups running throughout the week as well. December 4th, we'll be celebrating with our Christmas lunch after church. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. We encourage you to bring your favorite dish and enough food for your family and friends that you would like to bring. We're coming into flu season, so when we have our greeting time, once our children have been dismissed, just be aware that some people may not be comfortable shaking hands. So if people are waving at you like this, feel free to wave right back to them. That's all the announcements this morning.
Please stand with us and we'll just continue with our music worship.
Numbered every grain of sand.
That's right. He is an awesome God, and he's here with us. He loves us, so we have an awesome God on our side. How amazing is that? Feel free to greet each other now, and kids, you are dismissed to Sunday school.
This morning I was reading in the book of James, and it says that God will humble the proud and will honor the humble. And so it says, so then be humble. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And it says, as we draw close to God, that God will draw close to us. Isn't that what we want in our lives? We want to draw close to God and we want him to draw close to us. Today we'll be using Ephesians 3 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray from his glorious, unlimited resources that he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God. Thank you, God, that you're for us and not against us. Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't the way you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on a new nature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so that we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us. Thanksgiving, Paul writes, Ephesians 1, 6 to 11. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We completely rest in the kindness of God, in faith, trust that he will work things out in our lives. God, we give you all the things that are not worked out in our lives. We pray that you would come with your grace, with your healing touch, with your hope. Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10 to 12, and verse 19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all the believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world for ourselves and on behalf of others. Let us bring our requests before a God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Jerry and Glory and his surgery on Monday, for Ernie and Darlene, for Kelly and James and their family, for Lou and Harold, for Matthew and Trina's family, for Ray and Rowena, for Tammy, for Jim and Connie and his healing shoulder, for Ernie and Marie, for the Haslar family, for Rita and Brian, for Evelyn, Leona, and Elaine. And then some of the places in the world, Namibia, South Africa, New Zealand, Niger, Oman. Pray for the people in Iran and Ukraine for peace for their countries. For Canada, for the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then God, all the things that are unspoken, the things that are in our hearts and mind, you fully understand. We give these things to you, knowing that you know us by name, that we can trust you. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Readings, Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. At just the right time, Christ died for ungodly people. He died for us when we had no power of our own. It is unusual for anyone to die for a godly person. Maybe someone would be willing to die for a good person. But here is how God has shown his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The blood of Christ has made us right with God, so we are even more sure that Jesus will save us from God's anger. Once we were God's enemies, but we have been brought back to him because his Son has died for us. Now that God has brought us back, we are even more secure. We know that we will be saved because Christ lives. And that is not all. We are full of joy in God because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of him, God has brought us back to himself.
Eternal God.
God.